Welcome to God With Us, the First Hurst 2024 Daily Devotional for Advent. Be sure to subscribe for daily devotional episodes throughout the Advent season, December 1st through Christmas Day.
Thursday, December 12th, A Day Like No Other by Kelly Charbonneau. Hebrews 6:19-20. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain, where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. It was a special day, a day like no other, filled with joyful anticipation. I jumped out of bed after not getting much sleep, eagerly awaiting the pampering and preparations that were about to take place. We had planned for months. Actually, if you count the days I spent as a teenager in the mall with my friends, planning and picking out a full registry of gifts, it would be years of preparation. The anticipation of this day was wonderfully exciting, and the day was finally here. You see, it was my wedding day. In just a few short hours, I was about to be Mrs. Scott Charbonneau. Dressed in a beautiful gown and veil, I was ready to be a bride. I had even practiced writing my new name many times over. It's not as easy as you might think. There are a lot of letters in Charbonneau. 25 years later, this day is still one of the most special days of my life. However, what makes this day truly special was not all the preparations, but what it represented, my marriage covenant. Ancient Israel had a special day too. It was called the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. It was a day like no other. On that day, the high priest entered the Holy of Holies behind the tabernacle's thick veil to make atonement for the people's sins. It was the one day he could step into God's presence on their behalf, a day of both reverence and anticipation. He would bring a blood sacrifice to atone for the sins of the entire nation. It was a heavy responsibility in a deeply reverent moment. No one else was allowed behind that veil, only the high priest, and only on that day. For them, the Day of Atonement was a reminder of two things: their separation from God due to their sin, and God's grace in providing a way for them to be made right with Him. It was a mixture of somber gratitude and a day of humility and hope. Hebrews 6:19-20 tells us that Jesus became our high priest, securing a hope that is an anchor for the soul. When the veil tore at Jesus' death on the cross, it wasn't just a symbolic gesture, it was an invitation. Because of Jesus, we don't have to wait for one special day each year to enter God's presence. We can approach Him with confidence anytime, anywhere. In many ways, Christmas should feel like both a celebration and a time of reflection. We're overjoyed at the birth of Jesus, but we also know He came for a purpose, to be the final atonement for our sins. Christmas isn't just about celebrating His birth. It's about remembering and rejoicing that His birth set into motion a plan to tear down every barrier that stood between us and God. We are now invited in. Are you allowing your sin to separate you from God, or have you chosen to live in His grace?
Thank you for listening to God With Us. Subscribe to listen to daily devotionals from First Hurst each day of the Advent season through December 25th. For a printable or ebook version of God With Us, visit firsthurst.com/advent. Copyright 2024 by First Baptist Church of Hurst, Texas.